Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, 3 o'clock hour on a football Friday. Can we say who you're going to be interviewing today, Crowder? Or is that an embargoed piece of information?
No, Odell.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Odell Beckham. We're going to interview him. I don't know when it's going to come out, but yeah, we're going to get to sit down with Odell Beckham, so that's be pretty cool.
And ask him about his Dolphins days?
Yes. What happened? All his whole journey. You know how the pivot does. The whole journey of life.
The journey of life. All right, let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus TX, room for all your passions in 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I put in a bet last night. I can't decide if I did this because of Ambien or because I had just come out of, I fasted all day and then all of a sudden you're overdosed on bagels and salmon and all that stuff. But I put in a parlay, admittedly, very difficult parlay here. Achan, anytime touchdown.
Like it.
Tua. Over 250 yards. And I think his over-under is like 240 or 230. So I bought it up a little bit, made it harder. And Darren Waller, 2 or more TDs.
You should have just gave me that money, Hawk.
Yeah. $20 pays $13.20.
He's going back-to-back 2 touchdown games?
Would be miraculous, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And the 250 isn't bad, but now Tyreek's down. Are they, will they figure it out that fast? That's what I was about to say.
The question is, and we talked about it the last couple of days, but the question is, will they stumble into a non-existent offense? I have something to read for you in the 4 o'clock hour. We're not going to have time this segment, and we're going to have Lee Sterling in the next segment. But it was Dave Hyde in the Sun Sentinel, who essentially wrote, hey, they had 2 threats in their offense, Tyreek Hill and the threat of Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
And both those are gone now. And so essentially, can they overcome that? And I don't know if you think they can or not. I know you said Jaylen Waddle has to play like a number one. And by the way, Jaylen Waddle, he was a first round pick, right?
Yes.
Top 10.
Like first high, round, right? Yeah, first high pick.
I think he set a team record for the first 2 seasons, 1,000-yard seasons for a rookie and a second-year player. Like, he can play.
It's not like saying, I'm trying to think of some Dolphin, like Devontae, although Devontae Parker was a first-round pick too, wasn't he?
Yeah. Derek Hagan.
Derek Hagan. It's not like saying Derek Hagan has to act like a number one receiver. Jaylen Waddle really should be. He just happened to be on a team that ended up trading for Tyreek Hill, but he was picked to be an elite receiver in the league. You don't take someone that high if you don't think they're going to be an elite receiver in the league. Was it yesterday that you – was it you saying, like, oh, he can't ever be Ja'Marr Chase or whatever? You know what? You pick someone number six overall, you're kind of flirting in that territory. You should be.
But you can't – I don't think – and he hopefully proves me wrong, but even when he was balling, he wasn't walking out there like Jet, like Chase, like – you know, you the guys I'm going to talk – Jet Garrett Wilson. If you sit him on the right side against their best corner, he's not going to be able to just get open like Tyreek could. You have to double – they teams are not going to double Jaylen Waddle like they doubled Tyreek.
Well, they might now, though, when he's not out there.
You have to make me double you.
Right.
Jaylen Waddle's numbers aren't double me numbers. You have to have numbers and production to get doubled.
But it's because he's playing next to be fair, Crowd, I get what you're saying. He hasn't shown you that, but he's been playing next to Tyreek for the past three seasons. Like, had he not been playing next to Tyreek, his numbers, I would imagine, I think it's fair to say.
You think he would have had those numbers?
The Tyreek numbers? No. He's not Tyreek.
Do you think Tua would have been talked about or had the season that he had in 2023 without Tyreek?
No.
No way.
Not even close?
No. He was the best wide receiver in the NFL. He's talked about as the best player in the NFL that season. Remember, he was voted by his peers as the best player in the NFL.
Tyreek Hill, God, knock on every wood. Anybody listening, knock on wood. If Tyreek Hill doesn't come back from this knee, he is going to the Hall of Fame, Hawk.
Yeah, no doubt.
Jaylen Waddle's not on that hall. He's not on that level. Tyreek's a Hall of Famer. I hope I said it. Just, I'll say it again. I hope Jaylen proves me wrong, but I've watched Jaylen play football for a long time. He's not striking fear in defenses like Tyreek did.
But again, to Solana's point, is he not striking fear in defenses because they're so worried about Tyreek Hill?
He was getting singles when Tyreek was there and wasn't putting up crazy numbers. So if he gets Tyreek's targets, will he be able to put up – he won't put up Tyreek numbers, but will his numbers will get better, but could they be anywhere close to Tyreek? Could he be a 13, 14, 1,500-yard receiver if Tyreek wasn't there? I doubt it.
I mean, he's been a 1,000-yard receiver, yeah?
That was the record. Three straight years, first time in Dolphins history that a player in three consecutive years after being drafted by the team had three back-to-back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. I don't know, Crowder. I think you're a little more down on Jaylen than I am. I agree with you. There's stretches where, because he's playing with Tyreek Hill, he should be balling. Two guys are worried about Tyreek going over the top. It should be Waddle eating in the middle of the field all day, which is what he's great at, right? Like, getting open. He's a great route runner. But to me, there's stretches where he doesn't get the ball often enough. I don't know if that's on the offensive line, if that's on Tua, if that's on game plan. I don't know. But we'll find out now. Plus, he has to stay
healthy.
Who was
that receiver we ended up with from the Steelers who had great numbers?
Kenny Stills.
He was eating because the – who was it?
Kenny Stills?
No. Was a Steelers. Remember, he was the highest paid Dolphin.
Oh, from the Steelers.
Mike Wallace.
Yeah, Mike Wallace.
Mike Wallace. He's exactly what Crowder was talking about, which is a receiver who was eating because the other receivers were so good, he was left open. And then he got here and it was like, well, wait a second. It had to be AB or someone next to him that was getting all the attention.
Santonio Holmes.
He had Hall of Famers next to him. Yeah. All he did was run nine routes.
Right.
You're not tricking me anymore. It's a track meet. Let's just run down the sideline together.
5 years, $60 million for him to come do cardio on the Dolphins' home turf. Because Tannehill wasn't throwing him that ball. So just run. Go.
Would you like to know Fred Taylor's? I'm just looking at the Hard Rock Bet app because I was looking at the Dolphins props. Fred has a promotion, like on the Hard Rock Bet app. It's called Running Wild with Fred. And he's got a four-leg parlay. Would you like to hear Fred's suggested four-leg parlay?
Yes.
Jackson Dart, anytime touchdown.
I like that.
Justin Fields, anytime touchdown.
Like that.
We saw that. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels, anytime touchdown.
Well, wouldn't he come off injury?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's the one that I question the most because the other one's Josh Allen, anytime touchdown. That's not a bad parlay. The Jaden Daniels one is the one that caught me, too. I'm like,
Is he on T? But he's going. He'll if he's healthy, he's going to take off. It's in his nature.
But it's plus $3,500, so $100 will pay you $3,500 if you want to ride with Fred there.
I'll ride with Freddie.
All right. It's on the Hard Rock Bet app. Running wild with Fred. Who doesn't want to run wild with Fred?
Huh?
Let's do headlines here. We do have Lee Sterling joining us this hour, and I do want to get to this Tyreek Hill article or column, I guess, that was written. headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Is that where they describe what happened, like today's events, where he showed up at the facility today, like just showed up? I don't think he let anybody know, and he gave a speech to the team.
Who?
Tyreek Hill. Why are you guys looking at me like I'm on drugs or something? Am I saying something crazy? I saw today Mike McDaniel told the reporters that Tyreek Hill showed up.
It sounded like you were referencing something that we talked about, but that we didn't talk about. That's what caught me off guard.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about this Tyreek Hill article that was going to kind of describe today's events. I thought that's what the article was about.
No. It was written yesterday or maybe the day after he got injured. I think it was Dave Hyde. And it was just saying that, they've got two threats, Tyreek Hill and the threat of Tyreek Hill. It was Chris Perkins. I'm sorry, it's Chris Perkins. Yeah. He essentially says in the headline, the Dolphins cannot succeed without Tyreek Hill.
The pressure of him giving the team a speech, I guess Solano was talking about.
No, well, Tyreek Hill showed up.
I didn't know that he went to the facility.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel said today when he spoke with reporters, Mike McDaniel, Tobin was playing some audio today about McDaniel just talking about when kids are tying their shoes and bunny ears. And I mean, just crazy stuff. But he did reveal that.
He was in his bag today?
Yeah, man. Just insane stuff. That might have been yesterday. But today he revealed that Tyreek Hill, after his surgery, showed up to the team facility. Nobody knew he was coming. He just showed up. And he addressed the team. McDaniel let Tyreek go and talk to the team. Apparently, it was like this impassioned speech from Tyreek. Again, just showed up because he wanted to. But that's like saying, Hawk, the Heat in 2016 can't play without Dwayne Wade. That to me is, I think people are so down on Tyreek Hill because last year, but. Man, this guy, he's still the best player, one of the best players in the NFL, man. I believe
right.
it.
Or was. But
was.
If you think the other player, again, Jaylen Waddle, I mean, we're just talking about it. You don't sneeze at a sixth overall pick. And Tua, if you believe he is only a product of Tyreek Hill, then they made a huge – now, listen, you can argue whether they made a huge mistake with the contract extension or not. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if you really believe he is solely a product of Tyreek Hill, then that contract makes even less sense.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I'll read it to you, what Perk – I just don't have time right now, but I'll do it in the next hour. But I thought it was interesting where he – now, Perk – is a little more negative about the Dolphins coming into this season than any of the beat reporters, I think, were maybe other than Barry Jackson, who has completely ejected from any sort of Dolphins fandom.
But I would say with that, with the product of, you think of Peyton Manning, he had Marvin Harrison. And he had, what was the other guy?
Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, from UM. Like, they have them. Aaron Rodgers had Devontae Adams late in his career. Early in his career, he had that little light-skinned dude that used to run real fast. Like, good quarterbacks have good players around them. So they don't make each other. The combination of them makes both of them great. So they wanted to get two good receivers. Like, Peyton Manning had two good receivers. Two was not Peyton, but I don't think it's isolated on who made who, if somebody wants to paint it that way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Any of you watch the Thursday night football game last night? Happened to be a great game.
I did. I put my bet in after sundown. I don't want you to think that I was making a sports wager, Solana, during the Day of Atonement. But someone needs to atone for the Rams being 8.5-point favorites, which is what I bet. Because that was, I mean, they made it a game at the end. It was never going to be 8.5. They made it a game at the end, but man, Mac Jones came out the first two drives. I don't know if you were watching the beginning of the game. Holy hell, Mac Jones looked like Mac Jones. Mac Jones looked like the best quarterback. He looked like the quarterback Ben Volen was telling us about when he was with New England.
I was going to say, a lot of us owe Ben Volen a huge apology.
Holy mackerel, did he look good.
That's the tree, the McDaniel, Shanahan, McVay. That's the whole tree. They were all in Atlanta together.
Mac Jones or Tua Tagovailoa?
Oh, Mac Jones after last night. That guy was unbelievable. You don't even need a decent receiver.
33 of 49, 342 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
I feel comfortable saying Tua won't throw for more yards than Mac Jones threw last night the rest of this season. I swear, I feel comfortable saying that.
I think Sunday is the Dolphins game. I feel like this season is head, and I know they're missing Tyreek. This wasn't part of the plan. But I feel like this season has been heading on this trajectory to being in Carolina on Sunday, putting up a 40 burger, the defense looking like we thought it was going to look. I feel like, and now with Chuba Hubbard out too. Like, I just feel like Sunday is going to be that game. And then all of a sudden, we're going to have two dubs in a row, and we're going to be talking about, hey, it's all coming together.
August sounds good, But if we go it with a game plan for Tua to throw the ball 49 times, we're going to lose. That offensive line can't block them 49 times.
Did I give you the Tua props yesterday?
Let's see here. You were off yesterday.
Oh. Well, I must have been going over them in my head. His over-under is 225.5 on yards. Over-under on passing touchdowns is 1.5.
Well, it's got to be over, right? If we're taking Darren Waller 2 touchdowns again, then he's got to have 2 passing touchdowns.
No-brainer. And probably 3 or 4.
225, I think. I think that's an over.
You know Jalen Waddle's receiving total?
67.
Yeah,
60.5. Yeah. Achan, 36.5. Malik Washington, 32.5. Darren Waller, 30.5.
I like Malik Washington.
So Malik Washington.
How about this? Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say Malik Washington's so interesting to me because I think he's going to eat because I think they're going to feature him more. But is it going to be a handoff technically with him coming across the line of scrimmage and motion,
right, like,
Crowder?
Just get the ball in his hand somehow, get cutesy.
Right. I don't know if it's going to be passing yards, if it's going to be reception yards, if it's going to be running, rushing yards. Like, I don't know, but I do feel like he's going to have a big game.
Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, 20.5 yards, and this one really fascinates me. The over-under for Julian Hill is 1.5 yard receiving.
A catch.
Will he get a catch? Does it count? Does 2-point conversion doesn't count for yards,
no,
right?
No, it does not. Yeah.
Will Julian Hill catch a ball? Although, I will
you're
tell you that Julian,
like,
Hill.
You're acting like he's a 2-point sniper.
He's a machine.
He got 1 2-point conversion, yeah, in the preseason.
Wasn't that their only 2-point conversion this season?
Yep.
He's a machine. That's their go-to guy.
And he bobbled it.
He almost was out of bounds. He was very close. Yeah, Julian Hill, though, sometimes they throw those screens that are almost backwards passes that I could see him having a catch and -1 yard.
Oh, for sure.
Having a catch and going under.
For sure.
100%. Yeah.
How about receptions, though? Jalen Waddle, over under on total number of receptions, 5.5.
Over.
You feel like that has to be over, right?
I feel like, but as soon as you said it, I wanted to hear Malik Washington's.
3.5.
Over.
No, I'm telling you, be careful. Be careful. Don't just assume.
They're runs. They're technically runs.
Malik Washington is featured, I'm telling you, but he's running behind Tua. Tua pitches it to him. It's a rush. So you got to think about it with Malik Washington. You got to bet
but
smart.
This is the first game with Tyreek out. So now Malik has to go. He has to go out in routes more. And then okay. They got Keenan on in a new way. Mm-hmm. Is he going to play the other big boy?
Westbrook-Ikhine?
Yeah, there we go.
He's 1.5, but -180.
Wow.
But he usually just gets one grab a game. Yeah. I bet him last week to have one catch.
He hasn't been featured.
Why is it
at all?
Why is it over under 1.5 at -180?
Tyreek's out.
Huge favorite.
Tyreek's out. They just think he's going to get the ball more.
And there's Julian Hill, 1.5 for reception. Will Julian Hill catch a ball?
I'm going to do a Julian Hill reception yard parlay.
This is what
you're just waiting for him to catch the ball.
This is the show I've wanted to do for 3 years.
The guy's been trying to get Tobin to do this show on Game Day Uncensored for 3 years now. Game Day Uncensored, by the way, Sunday, 9 a.m., Tobin, Solana, Omar Kelly. How about to record 10 or more receptions? Waddle +1,500. Achan +1,750.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, they got to spread it around. They can't try to make Jalen Waddle Tyreek Hill. That would be a terrible game plan because he's not.
Oh, by the way, I did put in Tua rushing over because it was down to 1.5. Remember, I think it went up to 2.5 for a brief moment. Mm-hmm. So I bet the Tua rushing over at 1.5.
It's like if in Baltimore, if Derrick Henry gets hurt, you can't just put the next running back in there and say, go get him, big man, because he's not Derrick Henry. Jalen Waddle's not Tyreek. You can't just say, go run his routes, go do that. The offense has to adjust, spread it around. I think they're going to – I honestly feel as if they're going to run the hell out the ball.
I was going to say, do you just are the passes spread around, or is the entire game plan become more run-oriented?
I think it becomes more run-oriented. I think the success in the red zone with those Tua rollouts, I think you do more of that in the field. You try to get, instead of all this cute stuff in the backfield, do it post-snap. Do the crossers, right. Do the sneak out backsides, let Tua move around. You can't have Tua standing there behind Borum. He's going to let that dude go sooner or later, and Tua's going to get hit in the back of the head.
I would just say the Panthers have one of the worst pass rushes in the NFL. I believe they're last in sacks recorded this year. I think they only have one from their front seven. So he might have a lot of time. I know it's kind of a wash because we have Larry Borum starting on the offensive line. I get that, but Tua might actually have some time to get Waddle into spots and hit him in stride. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect because Mike McDaniel, he loses his favorite weapon.
I'm telling you, this is the game. I'm telling you,
70
this
points?
Is the game.
70 points, Hawk. Let's go.
40. I'm tempering my excitement. 40.
Somebody texted in, you're smoking crack if you think the Dolphins are putting 40 on the Panthers.
Right. Well, I mean, after week one, if I said to you there was going to be a single game this season where they'd put up 40 points, you'd say you're smoking crack, right? Yes. I feel like it's headed in that direction, this particular game. But I hate Carolina. I think they're so bad.
But last week's, the Jets game made you see 40?
No, it's Carol. First of all, I think Carolina is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... I don't know. I just have a feeling that this is that game. Now I'm starting to think I might bet an alternate line.
It is
like Dolphins minus 10.
Crowder, it is funny what's happened here where we know Hawk has a natural just hatred towards the Carolina Panthers because he hates Bryce Young. That's been very well established on the show. And
it's terrible.
You just hate the Panthers. You hate the Panthers. The Dolphins barely squeaked by the New York Jets, who might be the worst team in the last decade. They lost.
Wait till you watch Carolina Sunday.
They lost their best player and their most productive offensive player. And he's like, this
Chuba
is
Hubbard.
It.
Chuba Hubbard, this is the same story. This is what I'm saying. This is a replication of the Jets game. Oh, you're saying the Dolphins lost their best offensive player.
No, no.
I'm saying Carolina lost their best offensive player.
It's just funny how you've gotten to the
cancels
point.
Each other out.
You've gotten cancels to the point where you're like.
It's like having Tyreek out there still.
This is the formula for the Dolphins to have their best offensive game in 2 years after losing their most impactful offensive player in 25 years. Their offensive line is decimated, and they barely squeak by the New York Football Jets.
What's
this is the
Dolphins
week.
Team total. Let me see what the Dolphins team total is.
Oh, below 20s. 21.
23.5 is even money. 22.5 is minus 125. 21.5 is minus 135.
Yeah, low 20s.
I'm going to go over 23.5. I'm going to take Dolphins total, team total, over 23.5.
I don't hate that.
I think Darren Waller might account for 21 of those alone.
I was with you. I was with Hawk on all this, and now I'm starting to really process what he's doing.
I think I've gone a little overboard.
I think I'm going to fade everything you're doing, bro.
Well, trust me, you'd be better off.
Run the ball. Try to bully him.
We're going to talk with Lee Sterling in the next segment anyway, but let me look what the Hurricanes line is.
Just a note here for everybody. When Hawk keeps yelling Chuba Hubbard or Chuba Hubbard is out, like Chuba Hubbard's out, their backup running back, Rico Dowdle, had 1,000 yards rushing last season. This isn't some guy they just picked up from Tamiami Park.
Oh, but stop it. Come on. Yeah, now we're going to diminish what Chuba Hubbard meant to that offense?
Chuba Hubbard's great. Trust me, I wish he was playing on my fantasy team. But I'm just saying it's not like all of a sudden it's me as the running back. Like, it's still a really good running back. It's still a decent running
Miami's
back.
Miami's still a 4.5-point favorite at FSU tomorrow.
Kind of want to put in a Canes double-digit win, Dolphins double-digit win parlay.
That's what I'm talking about.
I do kind of feel it. I feel
Who wants to make some money? Yes. Who wants to make some money?
Lightning bet.
Anybody want to make money? Let's make money.
You have a problem.
Enough pussyfooting around.
The Jags beat the Panthers week one. They rushed for 200 yards. I think that's our game.
HN overs.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about Ollie Gordon. I don't know who Golly is.
I actually have $11 on Golly Gordon, and there's no way that thing's going to catch.
His little brother's a monster.
Like Goron and Zora. Ollie and Golly Gordon. Ollie Gordon, what do you want, rushing over?
Yeah.
21 and a half.
You know what? I like that. A little change of pace. Get downhill. Teach them who's boss.
Solana, for you. Riley Patterson, over under 1.5 made field goals, minus 130.
You guys saw this stat. Everybody's been tweeting at us about Riley Patterson. It's not really a stat. It's literally just his stats this year, which is 9 of 9 PATs, 4 of 4 field goals, 100% through 4 games. People want Riley Patterson over Jason Sanders.
What's his long? Just out of curiosity.
Like 72, I think. I think he set the
record. He's been kicking. I was going to say, he been kicking little pinky dinkies, and he's going to
I was going to say, what's his long? I don't want to diminish the numbers, but I do want to diminish the numbers. What's his long?
Don't change your arguments, fellas. Don't change your arguments. I've been proven right. I have been proven right
through four weeks.
Through 4 weeks, you think you guys are more right than me from the original argument?
He hasn't hit an above average attempt. That's what the argument was about.
He's perfect. He hasn't cost you a game. He's perfect.
But on stuff that you should be perfect on.
You guys aren't going to take the L on this, really. I have been so kind.
This is like talking about a person's field goal percentage, and it's only layups. He only takes layups.
Solana.
He's perfect from...
What's the long? I'm looking
32.
For right now.
Who cares what the long is? He has
that's,
not been an issue. He's
mean?
Been perfect. You talk
oh,
to me about Hawk. You
so
talk to me about percentages.
A who throws 40 for 40, but they're all screen passes. That shows you he's the greatest quarterback ever.
Hawk, I'm going to drive to Boca and fight you. You guys talk to me about percentages. He's a liability because of his
percentages on long field goals, of which he was terrible.
My point was that there will not be a drop off between Jason Sanders and Riley Patterson. That was it. That was my point.
If they can't kick a long field goal, then there is a drop off.
So you're suggesting that the Dolphins haven't kicked a long field goal because it's Riley Patterson?
100%.
Okay.
His long is a 47, tied for 28th in the league.
Boom.
That's pretty good.
Boom.
So what do you mean boom?
Boom. That's basically 47. A 50-yarder.
And 47 is what they give the kid in college on game day to win $100,000, and half the kids are doing it. Let me know when he hits a 54-yarder. Let me know when they attempt. So you're telling me they've only attempted a 47-yarder with him?
Hawk. You at one point were arguing that losing Jason Sanders was more important than losing a starting tackle. And how's that working out for you with the Dolphins' offensive line on the right side completely decimated? Completely. And Riley Patterson has not missed a field goal.
They still have Tua throwing passes, but they don't have Riley Patterson kicking long field goals, which is what they had Jason Sanders doing. I was proven right.
So Jason Sanders being pushed longer on the IR and the Dolphins signing Riley Patterson to the 53-man roster is not proof enough for you two that I was right about this argument, that there was no reason to be concerned with Riley Patterson?
All right, well, just keep this same energy when they need a 53-yarder to win a game. Keep
okay.
this same energy. Because you know what's going to happen? It's going to fall 6 yards short. Yeah. We know as long as 47.
Keep giving me montage material. I appreciate it.
He doesn't hit him over 50, and it's a 4-kick sample size, and they were peanut throws.
If you look at that 47-yarder he made, he would have made it from 92 yards. That's how money it was right through the uprights. All right, your weather from Miami right now, it is very cloudy. Looks like it's going to rain. But tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. Sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right. Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment. We'll get some winners from him. Hopefully, there's a Florida-Texas game. FIU. Who does FIU play, Solana? Do you know?
FIU. Forgot off the top of my head here. I have it written in our notes. FIU plays UConn. UConn.
Oh, UConn.
3:30.
FIU UConn game. UMFSU, and obviously Dolphins Panthers. So we got a lot of stuff to get to with Lee Sterling. So don't go anywhere. We'll come back. Get some winners with Lee Sterling.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is joining us now. The website is ParamountSports.com. And you can follow him on Twitter as well, at Paramount Sports. And Lee Sterling is here, professional sports handicapper. We're going to jump right into it because we went long with this stupid Riley Patterson argument once again that I thought we were done with. And I'm sure at some point we'll have the Zion Williamson argument again before the before, during, and after the NBA season. is upon us. Lee, I'm going to start with the Hurricanes game, which is tomorrow night. They are 4.5-point favorites in Tallahassee.
Maybe the most important thing might take place right before the game. Coin toss. If I'm Florida State, I accept the kickoff and I want the ball. I think they got to put pressure on Miami. They got to play with the lead. If Miami gets the lead, they're going to lean on you with that offensive line. I think Thomas Castellanos, it's a rivalry game. He'll have some good plays, but I also think he'll have some bad plays. What really concerns me if I'm a Florida State fan, Virginia had two down linemen. They played without two starting offensive linemen and still gained 211 yards, did Virginia. So it's a rivalry game. Anything can happen. Miami starts out on top. I think that they'll win this game here. Should be fun still, but I like Miami. Anything under a touchdown, 31-23.
All right. Okay. I hope that I hope that comes true. How about Crowder's Florida Gators? They are hosting Texas. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Crowder, I think it was 6.5 at the beginning of the week, and now it's down to 4.5. The Gators are 4.5-point home dogs. What do you have there, Lee?
For a day, it was actually 7, so you could have grabbed 7. You like Florida. I think the better way to approach this game is the under. Weather is going to be a factor. It looks like it's going to be raining most of the game, so you always got to check weather on top of injuries. So anyone traveling there, take a raincoat. You know what? Texas is just not clicking on offense against good teams here. So we know Florida's defense is good. They've only given up 6 touchdowns the entire season here. One of those touchdowns is a meaningless touchdown at the end of the Miami game. So maybe DJ Lagway having that extra week to heal up helps him. Also, Dallas Wilson will play in the first game. This might be the biggest weapon on the team. Go back and watch the spring game. I think he had 8, 9, 10 catches. He had been out. He'll play for the first time. He and Eugene Wilson could be a nice combo there together. I think Florida's going to pull the upset here, 20-17. I also like the under 42.5.
Hmm. Oh, look at that. Hey, how about that, Crowder? I like it. Oh, Florida Gator action. how about Solana's FIU Panthers? They are 6.5-point dogs at UConn. That is tomorrow at 3:30.
If they had Solana come out and kick at halftime field goals, they might double the crowd from 6 to 12. So just a suggestion, you know, just
funny,
saying.
It's funny, Lee, you still taking shots at my Panthers after you lost a bet with me because FIU won the Shula Bowl, Lee. So
that's Alex, right. I forgot Alex, about that. I think that you're in store for a big dinner from Lee.
Yeah. I was up for 5 years. He owed me a dinner for 5 years. Do you think he ever called me and told me to meet me at halftime?
You called me double or nothing. That was on you. That was you.
I feel good. I feel good. After his fiance showed up with half of a cornbread when she went to Apocalypse Barbecue, I feel bad for the guy. So, actually, I got a chance here. UConn, their leading rusher is their quarterback, Joe Fagnano. Leading rusher. You know, in that game against Delaware, they have a common opponent to both of these teams, except for that 23-point sudden turnaround in the second quarter against Delaware. They were right there. They're playing better football. I think the speed of FIU is going to give UConn trouble here. We're going for we can't, you know, include FSU, but we're going to go for, I call it the three-team sweep here. Canes, Gators, and also FIU. Your three teams here. FIU wins straight up 26-23.
Wow. Look at that. A straight up dub for FIU. All right. One more, Lee. And again, the website is paramountsports.com. The Dolphins are 1-point favorites against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday.
So Miami won the game. Finally, we said they'd win, be close. I thought they were helped out by the officials. Thought the officiating certainly went in the Dolphins' favor. They were +3 in turnovers, had that one turnover at the one-yard line. Miami's defense has allowed all four quarterbacks at least 110 quarterback rating. Opponents have run for at least 150 yards in 3 of the 4 games here. Jets also had over 100 yards in penalties here. You don't want to touch Carolina at home. On the road, but Carolina at home. different animal here. Short week also for Miami. They now know how to defend Darren Waller. That was a total shock. Jets had no idea what to expect there. Upset. Our team's going down here. 24-17, wow. Panthers.
I don't like to hear that. I'm on the other side of that too. I think this is a Dolphins housing on Sunday.
Have you ever picked against the Dolphins?
No. I've never bet an under, and I've never bet against the Dolphins. I have a problem, Lee. I've never bet against the Hurricanes. I've never bet a Montas Buzelis under. I bet on the guys I root for and the team.
And you bet every Sunday, 9:30 in the morning game, right?
Oh, I mean, I'll bet every Thursday game, whether I like it or not, every Monday game, whether there's one or two, and certainly Sundays at 9:30 a.m. There's nothing better than that game.
Right. All right. Congratulations on the billboard, too, guys. But I think we need a vote. My nephew asked me, goes, why I wasn't on the billboard. I told him about the big four, Mario Chalmers. So I think we need to vote, all your guests.
Well, Jimmy though, gets the first new spot on the billboard over you.
Maybe just for Twitter. We created maybe a Twitter header. We put it up for vote, all your different guests and Jimmy. Put it up for maybe a week, 10 days. My nephew seems to think I might be an underdog, might have a shot.
All right, fair enough. I'll do that poll. I'll find out who the listeners think. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. He's on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He likes Carolina Panthers Sunday against the Dolphins. He likes Solana's FIU Panthers straight up. I mean, you can take the points if you want, but straight up. He likes Crowder's Florida Gators, and he likes UM against FSU on Saturday night. Thank you, as always, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines in the 4 o'clock hour. And I'll tell you that story finally from Chris Perkins about how he says the Dolphins have no chance now without Tyreek Hill in the offense. So don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
50-yard field goal from the left half. Snap is down. Bunyan's kick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.